to Hey Julie here at JulieLand.com. Today, very beautiful girl joining me, Justine Jolie.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Now, tell me, Justine Jolie, what do you do?
I do women on film.
You do women on
film. Well, okay. Let me put that better. I'm a professional lesbian.
Wow. So you get paid to lick pussy.
I do get paid to lick pussy.
Wow. Now, okay, we were talking earlier. Are you really, you're not a lesbian though, are you?
Well, no. I'm 60-40 actually, which means, you know, I have a boyfriend as well. I like to have my cake and eat it too. So I'm bi.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that like the luckiest man in the world? Does he treat you so good?
Oh, he loves me forever. Yeah. I'm a very lucky girl though, I should say, because he likes to, you know, he likes to show off. So that makes it very, very exciting.
What do you mean, show off?
Meaning I can actually bring a girl home and he'd fuck her in front of me, as opposed to other boyfriends where I brought girls home and they were like, okay, now the show's over. What do I do? Yeah. So I'm very lucky.
Now I have okay, I want to know about that. I want to know all about your adult career, but also, like, how are you okay watching your guy fuck another girl?
I don't know. I'm just turned on by it.
Really?
I like it. Yeah, I like it. It turns me on. It gets me off. Like, I...
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not...
No jealous.
I've only been a tiny bit jealous once, and that was...
Why?
Well, just because she was a little too close to me, I believe, is more or less what me and my therapist talked about it. You know, we got to the bottom of it.
You guys were friends close, or... She was a lot like you.
A lot like me, and we were friends. Yeah, we were too close and too good friends, and I think that kind of crossed a barrier. So, yeah, there was only once that it was kind of iffy.
Now, that's funny. You talk about those kind of things with your therapist.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. My therapist is actually the most wonderful lady on the planet. She's married of 13 years.
Wow.
Just, yeah. Has three children, and very conservative, actually, but she specializes in sex therapy.
And so that amazes me. What, that a porn star, do you hate that word?
No, not at all. I prefer that word, actually.
Okay. That a porn star would seek sex therapy.
Well, I mean, at least in a mental capacity, because, you know, some people went through weird things growing up, and I did. So I decided, you know, my ideals about certain things weren't quite right. Like, you know, talking to my other friends, discovering that, you know, certain things just aren't okay.
Right.
You know, like walking around half naked when the plumber's there, you're like, okay, maybe that's not right. So
I guess you'd have to ask the plumber.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure he didn't disagree with it, but I've had a few exes who did. So
yeah. I see. Okay. There's the problem.
There we go.
There's the problem. Now, how did you get into this? So you said you kind of had an unusual childhood or?
No, just a few, you know, inappropriate things. I wouldn't say bad. I would just say inappropriate behavior in men in my life growing up.
I see.
You know, just had to check on a few ideals with my therapist.
I got you.
Yeah.
Just kind of. Realign. How?
But honestly, how I got in is you're going to laugh your ass off. I was working at the Glendale Galleria in California.
Right.
And a producer and his girlfriend were upstairs in the food court, and I was grabbing lunch, and they asked me if I'd like to model. They gave me their card. 4 days later on my day off, I went over to see them.
Right.
And there's this huge picture on the wall with like these 4 inches by 5 inches little squares.
Right.
Of a close-up vagina shot. Now, I'm like, you know, almost 20.
Right.
I'm familiar with my vagina, but I'm not familiar enough to know what it looks like with fingers spreading it open at this point.
Like you could, pick it out of a lineup kind of thing.
Right. Now, picture my mom and I sitting on a couch, on this guy's couch.
Oh, so you took your mom.
Oh, with my mom with me.
Oh, that's
with this
good.
Huge, you know, 11 by 15 picture of all these 3x5 squares of close-ups of your pussy.
Right. Now, so is that one of those that, like, from... Far back, it looks
From far back, it just looks like a collage of something, which turns out to be, it looked
vagina.
Like to us, a flower is what we thought it was.
Okay.
But then upon closer inspection, my mom keeps asking me, what is that? So halfway through, I figure it out. But anyway, they took naked pictures of me. They sent them off to agents. One agent responded out of the 10 that he sent them to, and that's how I got in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was your first gig? And no, first of all, what was your mom's take on it, that it was going to be a nude and all of that?
She didn't really think that's what it was, oddly enough, even though it had been described to her in great detail while sitting there with this guy.
Right.
She still didn't quite get it until I went to my first shoot and I came back and told her, you know, everything that I had done. And she was just kind of like, I don't know. And those were her exact words, was,
really?
I don't know.
I just can't really wrap my brain around this. And how about now? How long's that been?
That's been 5 years ago. And
what does she say now?
She says it's fine now as long as I'm happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
She was a little uncomfortable with me doing women on film. In fact, she was like, I'm really not okay with that. I really don't know how to deal with that because my daughter's not a lesbian, but
right,
you know, she's very old-fashioned.
Which, you know, I mean, it's funny because a lot of people think that the girl is so much tamer,
yeah,
and so that it's no big deal, but yet,
oh my, for my mom, it was a lesbian.
You know, it's funny. My mom thought I was a lesbian because the same thing. I mean, yeah. I did men on film, but the one she heard about through the grapevine, you know. So
yeah.
Somebody told my brother. Someone saw one and then told my brother, who told my mom, thank you, that I was with girls on film. And so the next time I'm home, we have this long conversation about being lesbian. And my mother, I'm not. Thank you for your concern. But
Was it weird for her to ask you, like, are you a lesbian?
God, yes. It was very odd. And she's like, well, why don't you move to Hawaii where you can marry or something, you know, like that. And I'm like, because I don't want to marry a girl, you know.
Well, at least she was supportive, though.
Yeah, but confused.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So how do you think your mom would deal if you had been fucking guys?
Actually, that was her exact thing was to me is, I'm very uncomfortable with you fucking women on film because to me that's wrong. It would make me much happier if you were doing guys on film.
Wow.
Yeah. And I said, as much as I love you, this is where I'm good and this is where I'm going to stay. So rock on.
Thanks, Mom, for your concern.
I do.
And
yeah,
I love
thank you.
You.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
For loving me. And now, did you like girls before the movie?
First person I ever kissed was a girl.
Really?
Yeah, I made out with her. Oh, God, this is so sad. A friend of mine and I had gotten really, really drunk over at her place. I was like 14, 15, and we made out. And we never said anything either. Like, we didn't talk about it the next morning.
Really? Just kind of like this awkward.
Oh, it was wicked awkward. And like, you know, me being, 14?
Right.
And it was, as you can tell, as I get choked up, I don't know how to say anything because it was just really weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. Like, and I couldn't tell her that either because you could tell she was weirded out. Like, after the whole thing, she goes, maybe I'm not really into women. It was just one of those experimental things. And I discovered, if we would have started.
Maybe I am into women.
Yeah, you know. Wow. For a long time, I lusted after women. I didn't lust after boys, actually.
Really? Yeah. I remember when I first started stripping is when I really had the hots for women because I was watching the other women get naked and stuff.
Oh,
and so here I am, like, idolizing them while they're on stage, you know, and then they'd come off stage and I'd be all shy, you know.
You're like,
oh, you're a cute girl. I can't talk to you. And this
I still
one
do
girl,
that.
Oh my God, she was so cute. And I would always stay at her apartment because I lived like 2 hours away. And at 3 a.m. after stripping at a club and partying, you don't want to drive home, you know.
Yeah.
So I'd stay at this adorable little girl's house. And I mean little and petite, not young. And I really qualify that. But we would cuddle and spoon. And oh my God, I had the hots for her. And then one time I remember asking her if she was into girls. And she freaked out.
Really?
Couldn't deal with me anymore.
Wow.
It just weirded her out. But yet she would cuddle with me. Oh, darn me for opening my big mouth.
You know, I've had more than one of those experiences myself. So yeah, I can very understand on that one.
So what have you been working on lately? Tell me about, you have a website.
I do have my website, justinejolie.com.
Okay.
And that's, I know everybody would like to add an E to the end of my name, but there is no E.
Don't do it.
Nope. So that's my site. I've been working on that nonstop. In fact, we're going to have different sections now. As it stands, I have, you know, a huge photo section and a huge video section.
Right.
But, you know, I've got over 3 terabytes of information I'm going to start posting. So
wow.
We need to make different sections for,
sure.
You know, our weekly updates of, you know, you get amateurs on Monday. You get foot fetish on Tuesdays. Wednesday is my girlfriend's day. Thursday is BTS. And Friday's the grab bag.
BTS.
Which means, yes, BTS behind the scenes.
Oh.
Like me, you know, getting ready for a convention, for example. Like the things that I do before I go pick up my tickets.
Got
and
you.
The traveling at the airport at 5 a.m. when you're hungover.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the good pictures. That's the section I want to check out.
Oh, yeah. You should see those because, man, I'm telling you, France at 5 a.m. after you've been partying. Because, by the way, they don't stop partying until 5 in the morning, if you guys don't know.
Right. So it's not like you just got up. You just haven't.
Gone to bed.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You've been up for 24 hours, basically. Ooh. And then you catch your, you know, your 8-hour nap on the 14-hour flight home.
Brutal. Absolutely.
Oh, it's awesome.
Part
so
of the
awesome.
Fun.
But yeah, that's what we do on my site.
Are you, cool. JustineJolie.com. Check it
yes.
out.
Please
and,
do.
And, like, do you do webcams or?
I have a 24-hour live cam. We're going to start making regular shows. Like, I'm going to start doing live shows once a month. I don't know when that's going to be, though, guys.
24-hour live cam. Like, your house is cammed?
Yeah, not the entire house, just my office.
Oh, okay.
They get to see pictures of my cats, and I'm now making, like, little, oh, God, you know those shadow boxes? So that when I'm gone, they have, like, a shadow box of a little hula dancer with.
Oh. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I travel a lot lately.
Doing what? Do you dance or what are you traveling doing?
I travel doing conventions. So you guys can see me at conventions because I'm too chicken shit to get up on a stage and
gotcha.
Dance. And I've been flying a lot to San Francisco because I work for Cybernet, who is a wonderful bondage company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're into bondage too.
Wicked into bondage.
Now, how did you get into that? Through the industry too? Or?
Oh, yeah. An ex-agent of mine actually said, you're a submissive. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
and are you a good submissive? Have you learned the ropes now?
Oh, yes. I'm an awesome submissive. But I'm a top when I'm not, you know, when I'm not subbing to someone, I'm a top. So
I see.
Yeah.
So tell me, give us some pointers on, say that you want to, okay, let me set this up. Because at my house, I have this drawer of toys, and it's my BDSM drawer.
Okay.
You know?
I have the same drawer.
It's got, like, this really awesome tape, you know?
What kind of tape, though?
It's like...
Is it like gaffer's tape, which is...
No.
No?
It's not sticky. It's not tape. It's like...
Oh, it's like, that linen that you wrap people with.
Yeah. Do you know what it looks shiny?
I know exactly. Yeah, because you know you can mummify somebody with that stuff, right?
Yeah. So it's not like glue sticky.
Right.
It's like just, latex kind of
It's like
sticky.
An ace wrap only sticky.
Kind of, yeah. And it's shiny.
Yes.
Does that make any sense at all? I don't know. But
it does
so
to
I've
me.
Got that. I've got this really neat purple rope.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some.
Is it silk rope or is it regular work rope? Because silk rope will actually, it's good for your skin.
Yes, it is. Okay. It's the silk rope. It's the good stuff.
Yeah.
And I've got a hog tie little
You've got one of those
set.
Little four ring hooks?
Yes,
with
exactly.
The little,
so yeah. All four together. So it's a nice hog tie. I've got the ball gags. I've got
Ooh.
Whips. All this stuff.
What kind of whips, though?
I've got a nice flogger. I've also got... this company, and I will have to post this because here we are recording, and I cannot remember anyway, that is fur. And it's
You're
like,
not talking about TJ Stockroom, are you?
No.
Or
no,
JT's.
That's a great site.
JT's
Holy cow, that's where everything is.
Yeah.
No, but it's like strips of, sorry, bunnies, rabbit fur. And then also, I know, I'm sorry, little bunny rabbits. But it's like strips of... rabbit fur and then strips of leather. So when you get whacked, part of it's like really soft and part of
Ooh.
It's really neato.
So it's probably a cat of nine tails.
Yes. And some
okay.
paddles. I mean, I've got a lot of stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We never use it.
Why not?
Because we're intimidated by it. And I think that is the biggest thing about BDSM is that it's intimidating. I don't know how to do it right. I don't know what I'm doing. So like give advice to people who want to try it, but don't know really how or where to start.
The perfect way to start is to be with somebody who is dominant, who does get off on stuff like that. You need somebody who's sadistic. You honestly need somebody who has a streak of, you know, sadist in them. Otherwise, it really kind of doesn't work out.
Right.
You know?
Two submissives trying to play this game is going to be like, you tie me up. No, you tie me
up. Exactly.
You know,
it's going to be like, oh, are you okay? No, are you okay? And you're like, okay, this is not working out
this
right.
Is not hot.
No.
Okay, so find yourself a sadist.
Just
step
a
one.
Little bit, yeah. Just a little bit, though, because you don't want him to be too creepy. Yeah.
Right. You don't want to, like, be tied up for a week.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And you want him to do it safely. And number one key thing that you should always remember, the pain should never take away from the torture. Meaning, if you're tied up and your wrists are going numb, that's painful.
Right.
And that's taking away from your torture. That's taking away from, you know, alternately getting spanked and getting eaten out and getting spanked and getting eaten out. And that's, you know, a wonderful place to be in. But if your hands are going numb, you can't really enjoy that because it's painful. So
that's
again, the pain should never take away from the torture.
The torture is good. The pain is not.
Is not. So, and also another key thing, don't tie your hands above your head. Don't tie your feet above your head. Always keep everything at level with the heart so that there's blood constantly flowing into it.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
What's your safe word?
My safe word is red. My slow down word is yellow. And
that makes so... Duh.
Stop. Yeah, red is
and
stop.
And let me guess what green means.
Yeah, and there's also, like, because I like to play with ball gags myself, and when you have a ball gag in, you need somebody who's experienced. Yeah, exactly. You need somebody who's experienced who can understand ball gag speak, which not many people can, by the way.
Right.
But another way
I speak ball gag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I took classes in college.
See, there you go. I spent a lot of time in dungeons.
Yeah, right. So you have a tap out too.
Tap out, but I use my nails because my lover likes my nails. So I'll dig my nails. Like if he's going too hard, I'll dig them in halfway. So not to like stop him because if I hold on with my nails, that means he's got to quit.
Right. Knock it off right now.
Exactly. But if I only dig in and let go, he knows he's got to stop a little bit. You know,
I
just slow down.
Slow down just a little
bit. Put the Hitachi back on.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. So and don't flog the kidneys.
Oh, there is that. Yeah, you can't really. Yeah, that's very important.
You know, stay down around the butt and thighs or.
Yeah,
you
but know? I like to be hit in my back, like actually punched.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I can't be punched anywhere else. My back and my butt are the only places that you can really punch me.
See, I like slapped.
Yeah, see, I like slapping too. Pulling.
Yeah.
Have you ever just like honestly, like literally been tied up and gagged and then just go, okay, there's really shit I can do, so I'm just going to let happen to me. Go for it. That's what really being a submissive is. It's just like, know that you're stuck there. Know that you're going to have fun. And
let it go.
Yeah, just let all that go. That's what truly being a submissive is. So.
It's a rush.
It is.
People don't get it. God. You know, and some people are so afraid of letting go that they can't.
Well, see, that's me, though. You know? I'm a control freak, so I have to have this in order to have balance in my life.
Because
I have to have the balance, but then again, I'm a major control freak. Everything has to be perfect in my business life.
Right.
And then, you know, me being a bondage freak at night, that allows me to be normal.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you go up to San Fran and work with this company. Yes. They film it?
They do film it. They take both film and pictures, and it's 3 15-minute scenes depending on which site you're working for. I have worked for most of them, which is Whipped Ass, Water Bondage. Water Bondage was awesome.
That is crazy. That's like when you're dunked and shit, right?
Yeah, but...
please.
Yeah, Dick is out laughing his ass off.
I know.
Being the dunked and stuff, that's awesome, but you can only legally have your face in the water for 3 seconds. So
I can hold my breath for 3 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. So when they go, oh, you're getting dunked, you're like, by the time you've actually taken a breath, you're out of the water again.
Right.
Like, by the time you're really like, you know, just starting to realize that your face is in the water and that you might have problems, they're pulling you back out again.
Right.
And they masturbate you with water. Like, they're these high-powered pressure jets that just have warm water coming out of them.
Right.
And,
wow.
The O's are so awesome.
That's
the orgasms.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to get? What is that? The vacuum bed?
Oh, the vacuum bed, where you want to like suck the vac bed, meaning you want to lay into a latex bed that has a tube for your mouth.
Yes.
And then you're basically like, you know, a nice steak that you want to freeze in the freezer with the vacuum seals.
Yeah, exactly.
And you
like
just
the
lay
food
there.
Saver.
Have you ever been into
No.
Really?
No, because then what I've seen is, okay, so you can't move at all, right?
Right.
It's so, I mean, you can't move.
Except for the tube that's in your mouth, which they put
a breathing
securely.
Tube.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they play with you.
Yeah. But you can't really get hard in them. You can get really wet, but you can't get hard in them.
What do you mean? I can't get hard anyway.
Well, no, not you, but I'm in a guy. Because when I saw a vac bed, I was actually at the bondage ball. And as I walked, I turned the corner. This guy had just gotten sucked up. And he was already hard to start with because they got him hard before he went in. Because otherwise it would have been painful for him to get hard in the bed.
Right.
Or at least that's what they told me. But I do know somebody, if you want to give it a go, who would be able to bring it over to your place and let you try it.
Really?
Yeah. Because I wanted to try it too, but I'm too scared.
I know. Like, you know what? Maybe we could do it for Dick Avery. Maybe he would photograph that.
Ooh,
now
that would be fun.
You know?
That would be awesome.
So tell me what it was like shooting with Richard Avery for JulieLand.com. Thank you, by the way,
yes,
for contributing.
That was awesome. You guys are rad. I'm so very honored and thankful that you would shoot me.
Please. Thank you. You have some great shots. Now,
thank you.
You've worked with a lot of photographers. What do you like in a photographer? What do you find in being a model? What do you...
What I find that I like the most with a photographer is the fact that he'll let you go to a certain degree. You know what you like to do as a model, meaning your typical moves that you mm-hmm. normally know that you look good in or whatever.
Right.
He just kind of lets you go. And if you get into something that's completely ridiculous, he's like, no, I don't think so. You might want to move your foot too. So it's nice to be able to be let go, but also with minimal direction as well.
Right.
He does give the direction. He does direct where he wants the shoot to go. It's just, you know, he's not like most people who are Nazis and like, your toe is in the wrong position, move it back, or we have to relight.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember those shoots where if you moved, moved your bottom to the left,
yes,
they would have to completely relight where you'd be laying there for another 20 minutes. You're going,
frightening.
My knees went numb.
Yeah, you're like, this is not.
Dick doesn't
do that. I can't
be
looking sexy right now. There's no way. Beautiful. You know what? I'm going to take you up on that because if we're both there, we can both, you know, we'll take turns in the vacuum bed and then it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you rock.
That was fun. I can't wait to see that. Ooh.
Yes, it's going to be good. Everybody go to JustineJolie.com.
And don't forget you're on JulieLand.com.
That's true. That's where we're at right now.
Exactly.
You said something about the E, so spell it for me.
It's JustineJolie
What's that? .com.
Yeah, .com. I was like, trying to give you my email address. No wonder.
It's all right.
Yeah.
All
Monday.
Right. You hot girl. We're going to see a lot more of you. I'll tell you that.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank
you
for having me on your show.
Yay, everybody. This is night. No. Hello.
Not anymore.
You know what? See what you started?
I know.
That was her fault. This is Hey Julie. And we're on Julie Land, I swear.
Yes, we are on JulieLand.com, and you better come back every week for a new podcast.
That's right. Bye.
Bye.